This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Microsoft. Breaking news and stimulating talk. News Talk 1010.
Hey, everyone. Let's just wait for this little song to kick in right now. Aha. How's that? Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a technology show you don't need a computer engineering degree to understand. That's because we aim to translate geek speak into street speak, as we like to say on this show, yet we still chat about the latest and greatest sort of cool tech products. This includes computers, high-definition TVs and home theater gear, mobile phones, portable media players like iPods and such, cameras and camcorders, GPS navigation units, video games, and so on and so forth. Tech Talk is brought to you by Internet Explorer 8. Stay safe while shopping online with safeguards that protect you and your identity. Download Internet Explorer 8 today for free at microsoft.ca/IE8. That's Internet Explorer version 8. Well, today's theme is all about GPS. What is it? How you can use it? What products are available? How much it costs to get going? What are the new features to look forward to in today's models? And so on. And we're joined by a friend of this show, Michael Kamik, who is live in the studio with us today. Michael is the owner and operator of DurhamGPS.com, a company that rents GPS navigation devices. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Thanks for having me back, Mark.
I say welcome back because I believe this is Michael's sixth appearance in as many years.
And counting, yes.
Yeah, that's great. So it's always a blast to have you on the show. And we correspond quite a bit throughout the year as well. And it's always a pleasure having Michael Kamik here from DurhamGPS.com. So Michael is here once again to explain the significance of GPS technology, how you can take advantage of it. And we're going to open the lines to chat about anything you'd like to as it pertains to GPS. If you have any questions about buying one, using one, what features are worth looking for, why rent versus buy, as Michael's service offers, DurhamGPS.com. We're going to also talk about what's new in the traffic feature with GPS, because it's changed a little bit over the last year. And we'll also talk about something called POIs, or POIs. That's points of interest, such as restaurants, hotels, bank machines, gas stations, and so on, and how you can take advantage of that with your GPS. So it's not just about navigating from point A to point B, getting from, say, your home to a restaurant that you and your significant other are going to, and you're not familiar with that part of the city, but it's also about discovering what's around you using GPS technology. We'll talk a little bit about how it works as well, if you're unfamiliar with how global positioning satellites work. All right, so the numbers to call in for any GPS-related questions, our numbers are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-877-518-5151 if you're outside of the Toronto area, or that's *8255 on your cell phone, *8255 if you're driving, be sure it's hands-free, or have someone in the passenger seat do it for you, *8255, a free call on your cell phone to get your question or comment on the air regarding GPS between now and 1 p.m. All right, we've got two prizes for you today. The last caller before 12:30 rather is going to win a Blu-ray disc of Michael Jackson's This Is It. This is the movie starring Michael Jackson as he was preparing for his tour in London just before he passed away. And it also contains two making of documentaries, three featurettes, and Blu-ray exclusives that are not found on the DVD, including Thriller and Smooth Criminal vignettes presented in 5.1 surround sound audio, the making of the Smooth Criminal featurette, and other cool things. So this is, you need to have a Blu-ray disc player in order to watch this. This will not work in a regular DVD player. So if you have a Blu-ray disc player or a PlayStation 3 or are planning on buying a Blu-ray disc player, then this movie is for you. It's going to go to the last caller before 12:30. And then the last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win Microsoft's Explorer Mini Mouse. This is a wireless BlueTrack-based mouse. BlueTrack is the technology that lets you use this mouse on virtually any surface. And it's it comes with a little dongle. It's about the size of your pinky, and it snaps into a laptop or desktop computer, and it lets you go wireless with a very comfortable, ergonomically designed wireless mouse. Perfect for home or on the go. And that's going to go to the last caller before 1 p.m. So give us a call. The numbers again to chat about GPS are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-877-518-5151, or *8255 on your cell phone. Again, our guest once again, Michael Kamik from Durham GPS. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you, Mark.
Michael was nice enough to offer a giveaway. I think last time you brought with you a GPS to give away. And I said, you know, no, I don't want you to do it. I'm going to pull my contacts and get a GPS unit to give away. But there was a misunderstanding, shall we say, and I found out Friday night that the GPS was not going to be given away on the show today. So I know our giveaways are not related to the theme. I don't think you really mind because they're pretty cool. And we've got two of them to make up for no GPS. So next time we'll give away a GPS. But first, Michael, why don't we start off? Why don't we kick off the conversation by asking you to tell us a little bit about DurhamGPS.com. And then let's take a step back and talk about what is GPS exactly.
Okay. Well, about 6 years ago, Mark, I was looking for this new thing I heard about GPS technology. I was renting a car and I had to go all the way to Toronto to get the car because that was the only locations that had this technology put into them. And it occurred to me that maybe there are other people who wanted to get this technology who weren't necessarily in Toronto or even close to Toronto. So I thought maybe I should start something where people would be able to get access to the technology without having to spend a lot of money on it. And that's how Durham GPS was born.
So no matter where you are in Canada, or probably even in the US for that matter, they can order a rental from you and you'll ship it to them.
Yeah, I can only deliver to Canadian addresses, but anywhere in Canada. The cross-border thing is a little awkward. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, that still opens up the entire country.
But
if people are in the Toronto area, you can arrange to, from your location, you're in the West End.
In East End.
So the idea, and we'll talk after the break about why renting versus owning. One thing that pops to mind is that the technology evolves so rapidly.
It does.
That once you buy it, that's it until you're ready to buy another one and upgrade it. Whereas when you rent, for a fraction of the cost, you're getting a sample of what's the latest technology today, but not breaking the bank to own something outdated.
With the latest maps as well.
Right. That's a good point. After this break, Michael, let's remind our listeners what GPS is exactly and how we can take advantage of it as consumers. And then we'll talk a bit about renting versus buying. And then we're going to open up the lines and have people call in if they want to join in on the discussion and be eligible to win our grand prizes.
Tech Talk continues on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. Sorry, I'm just chatting here with Michael off the air. I always forget, that's a short break now. Some changes here. All right. Justin Eacock is our technical operator and screener. Here's the one you're going to talk to when you call and ask your questions about GPS. My guest, however, is Michael Kamik from DurhamGPS.com, a company that rents rather than sells GPS navigation devices. But once in a while, Michael, if you have a spare one and someone really wants it,
absolutely.
Yeah, you will sell GPS units.
We do, yes.
But you specialize in renting. So let's talk about why renting. We touched on it a little before the break. And then I want to take a step back and remind those who have heard the word GPS a million times but aren't exactly sure what it is. We'll cover that. So you rent GPS to folks who are traveling to Toronto or traveling abroad?
Actually, both.
Okay.
And the thing is that what I'm trying to do is make it affordable for the occasional user. If you're using one every day, then clearly you need to go and buy one. Mm-hmm. So what I do is not for everyone. So for the person who needs it for 2 or 3 days, up to a week, maybe 2 weeks, I present an ideal solution for using a unit which is up to date, which has the latest maps on it. And if you need support, as in getting questions answered, I'm a phone call away. If you're calling Garmin, trust me, you're going to be on the phone for half an hour to get through to
everybody. Yeah, so Garmin's the number one GPS manufacturer. So you're going to get stuck through that voicemail hell, probably.
You are.
So, all right, so you're going away. You're invited up to a cottage for the weekend in June. Get the family in the minivan, you start the trek north or what have you. If you don't have GPS, you can get lost up there. You might not know where to eat, whereas a GPS can help out in that way.
Sure. And of course, I also provide the service for people who are going abroad. They're going to Europe. I have several units that have European maps on board. So that's another market that I serve.
And you said before the break, so often what I get this question often from people who read my columns, is that they bought a GPS, but it tells them they need to update those maps.
Yes.
That's not always an easy thing to do.
It's not easy, it's time consuming, and it's not cheap.
Okay, right. So the advantage of renting one through you is that you've got updated maps for all your units.
Every single unit that goes out has the latest maps provided by the manufacturer.
Right, because otherwise there's all these new subdivisions popping up all the time, especially where I live, and it's I guess, you know, it's not easy for the GPS companies, or the mapping companies rather, who license their maps to the GPS makers to keep it up to date. Whereas you just, whenever there's a new one, you've got it updated.
Right. And Garmin and I think most of the other companies, because Magellan does as well, they're updating them more frequently now. So you're getting 3 or 4 updates per year rather than the once a year, which is what they used to do about maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Got it. Before we go to the lines, Michael, let's just remind our listeners what GPS technology is. I know it's not brand new, but there are those who might not realize all the things that it can do other than just help you navigate. So first of all, what is GPS exactly and how does it work with the satellites?
Sure. So the U.S. launched this system back in the 60s, and it's a constellation of satellites that are hovering above the Earth at about 20,000 kilometers above us. And they're sending off these timing signals, and a GPS device, which is what we have in our cars. And in fact, not just in our cars, we have them on our boats and we use them on the golf course as well.
Or in our phones.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are now using them on their phones. These GPS devices are able to interpret these timing signals that are being transmitted by the satellites, and it allows these devices to figure out exactly where they are. So from knowing where they are, they have maps on board, which allow you now to be able to figure out how to get to where you want to go. So that is really the basis of the technology,
right?
Being able to figure out where you are and then figure out from there to get to some other location that you're interested in going to.
Right. So you're typing in an address to, where you need to go.
Yes.
And so, for example, my kids this morning were singing in a choir at Convocation Hall at U of T. It's been 20 years since I've graduated from U of T. So I couldn't remember exactly where to go, where to park, whereas I punched in the address off St. George into my GPS, and it helped me navigate from Richmond Hill down there, find parking, get them in on time. And they were great, by the way. I know they're here at the studio. I'm not sure if they're listening in, but they were, made me proud. So that's what's where, that's one use for GPS. When we return, we're going to jump to the lines, Michael, but I want to talk about all the other things like points of interest and and games. We talked about geocaching once before.
Yes,
so let's jump, we got to take a commercial break. And when we return, we're going to go to the lines, get ready to give away our prizes as well. Stick with us.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're joined by Michael Kamek from DurhamGPS.com. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. You know what? Let's just jump to the lines. We're going to obviously get through all of the cool features of GPS and what's new throughout the hour, but I want to get some prize. We'll get our first prize given away in about 5 minutes. Let's start off with John in Etobicoke. Hi, John.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks for calling.
You too, Mark.
Thank you. Very funny.
I love you.
Thanks, buddy.
You know what? You basically answered my questions to a certain degree, but my question is, how do they get all of this information into a little box like that? Like, does some guy sit around on the keyboard typing every change or original entries when they first started with this GPS?
Yeah, it's a great question. They're as small as in your watch now. I just reviewed a I reviewed a Garmin watch for runners that tracks your course. So, Michael, the technology is mostly in the satellites, I guess. I mean, this is just like a receiver with a screen so you can see the map software, right?
Right, and it's all digitized. So we're talking about ones and zeros. And as you know, the storage media are getting smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. You know, a little thumb drive is capable of holding several gigs of information.
Right.
So that's really what's happening. You know, the storage media is just capable of holding a lot of information in a very small space.
I remember when even 5 years ago, Michael, when you got a GPS in Canada, it only had maps for Canada. Then it was maps for Canada and the U.S. It was like, the same continent. Whereas that amount of data only takes up only a little bit now. You know, now they have GPS units with entire maps for the whole world.
With
or at least
maps,
Europe.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Shelley in Toronto. Hi, Shelley. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
I'm interested. We have a GPS in factory for our car, but I'm interested when we travel. So anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks a year, United States and Europe, when we rent a car, about buying a GPS.
And Michael, if I'm not mistaken, there's often a premium for a car with GPS when you rent it. Like you get an option when it. So it's probably smarter to rent one from you and bring it with you.
Well, actually, my rates are better than any of the rent-a-car rates.
We should talk about that rates after you answer Shelley's.
Two questions. What about buying one? Is that more economical if you're using it 2 to 4 weeks a year?
2 to 4 weeks a year, if it's every year, that's a judgment call. I'd say that you may want to buy one if you want to deal with the updating of the maps as well. That does also have to factor into your decision.
And then the second question is there a data charge? Are you charged for every time you use the GPS in the United States?
No, you're not.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah, there's a common misconception, Shelley, that when you buy a GPS unit from, you know, let's say you're favorite electronics store, that there's a monthly charge.
Right, there isn't.
There isn't. The only way there is that if you have a GPS service on your cell phone, and that's about $10 a month. But if you buy a standalone GPS for your windshield or dashboard, there's no extra charge unless you're updating maps, or in some cases you want real-time traffic, which is something we haven't talked about yet. But great question. Can you, Michael, just go over your rates before our next caller?
It starts off at $5 per day up to $7, and you have minimum times, which is usually anywhere from 2 to 3 days. So you can actually get a unit for 2 days for $14, basically.
Okay, so very affordable. All right, the last caller before our 12:30 break and the winner of Michael Jackson's This Is It on Blu-ray is Max from Niagara Falls. Hi, Max.
Yeah, how you doing? I just have a question regarding the GPS. If you can, when you go to certain locations and you want to save that location, so can you download that information on GPS to your computer or your laptop, your home computer, so you can just go to that again and use that as a trip ID, you know, information?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can save something as what they usually call a waypoint, and when you get back to your home, you can connect the GPS to your computer, and you can actually download that, and you can use that for future reference, yes.
And on the GPS device, Max, if locations that you go to often, you can always bookmark that as a favorite.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, if you always go to the same place every, you know, month, but you still would like some navigation to get there, you can save those addresses as well as your home address. But here's a little tip for you. There's been a rash of break-ins in cars in Canada when they see a GPS device on the dashboard. What's worse than that, however, is that if they take your GPS and maybe even your garage door opener, they can now go to your home before you get there and try to find way in. How do they know where you live? Because on a GPS, if you tap the home screen, a lot of people put in their real home address to give them a very convenient one-touch access to where, you know, to their house. However, my advice would be to put like a local, maybe strip mall near your home. So once you're there, you know exactly how to get home, but you're not giving away your address in case somebody steals your GPS.
Oh, that's a great security idea. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. And Max, you won the Michael Jackson This Is It Blu-ray disc.
Oh, you're kidding.
I didn't know if you knew that, so I'm going to put you on hold. We'll tell you how to pick that up. It's a great movie, especially if you're a fan of the man himself, so really cool stuff. All right, we got to take a short break for traffic. When we return, more with Michael Kamek and Durham GPS when we return.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by Internet Explorer 8. Stay safe. While shopping online with safeguards that protect you and your identity, download IE8 for free at microsoft.ca/IE8. That's the latest Internet Explorer web browser from Microsoft, sponsor of the show. We are joined by Michael Kamek. He is the owner and operator of Durham GPS, a website that rents GPS navigation devices. The website is durhamgps.com. Welcome back to the show, Michael.
Thanks, Mark.
Do you have a phone number that you'd also like to provide if people would prefer to?
Toll-free 1-800-585-8510.
Okay, again, please.
Toll-free 800-585-8510.
So people can inquire about your rates, about which units you have, because I'm sure you have a bunch of different...
lots of different ones, yes.
And the cost to... I don't know if it's the same to rent it in Toronto or if you bring it to, say, Europe. Let's say you're going to Italy for 2 weeks.
No, it's the same rate. Yeah. I mean, it depends on the model, but it's the same rate.
Okay. Yeah. Michael brought up a good point during the break. So we were talking briefly about security precautions, not putting your actual home address inside your GPS as your favorites or as your home address. Michael, you have another tip that you wanted to share with our listeners.
Yeah, well, two things. First of all, Garmin has a feature called Garmin Lock, which allows you to password protect your units. So once you enter the password, you have access to the unit. The other well, it actually also allows you to unlock it if you're in a certain location. Being a GPS, it's able to tell when you're in, like, say, home, and therefore it's able to unlock it. So that's one way to do it. The other thing is that, you know, try not to use those suction cups on your windscreen because they leave a little mark there. And it's a giveaway. That tells people that there's a GPS in your car.
Yeah, that's really smart, Michael, because I was going to say put it in your glove compartment before you leave. But if they see that little suction mark, they know you've probably got one in there.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, I didn't even think of that. That's a good one. All right. One thing I wanted to mention before we go to the lines, Michael, one of my favorite things to do with GPS as someone who travels quite a bit is use points of interest. So areas around where I might be geographically based on what I need. So my, I've got a rental car, I'm running out of gas. I can easily, with the push of a button, so long as I'm at a red light or pulled over, I can find, I have to say that, right?
Yes.
You have to, I could find the nearest gas station. It'll say, you know, like Shell, 0.2 kilometers away, Sunoco, 0.6 kilometers away, and I can choose the closest one, and then I can even call the establishment or get directions there.
Well, there's more. You can actually get the gas price as well. If you have the MSN direct service that some units will offer,
that's awesome.
You can get the gas prices of the stations that are closest to you. So you might be able to make a decision as to which station you want to go to because it has the best price.
Smart, smart. Yes. Or let's say I'm in between meetings in San Francisco and I've got an hour to kill. And even if I'm on foot, if I have my GPS device with me, because most of them now are battery operated, yes, they don't use the car's power. So I could say, you know, I'm in the mood for sushi. And I can type in Japanese food or the word sushi with my fingertip on the GPS navigation device, and it'll tell me the closest restaurants that have the food that I'm craving.
Absolutely. It does break it down like that for you. So you could say, I'm interested in Mexican food, and you can look in the restaurant menu, well, menu or restaurant category, mm-hmm, and you can find just a Mexican restaurant. So you can say, I'd like seafood restaurants, all that kind of thing. And as you said, it comes up not only with the address, but also the telephone number. And maybe we should just mention Bluetooth at this point in time.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because if you have a Bluetooth integrated into your unit, then not only do you see the number, but you can actually now press that number on your GPS and it will dial the phone, your cell phone, which is connected to it by Bluetooth.
Right, which is wireless.
Which is wireless. And you can get through to that establishment.
Yeah, so that's great. I'm glad you brought that up because it's no secret that as of February 1st, if you are caught driving and talking or texting while behind the wheel, it's you're now getting a fine of many hundreds of dollars. Yeah. So you're encouraged to go hands-free if you must use your cell phone while driving. So a Bluetooth-enabled GPS device is great for the two reasons that you've discussed. One is that when the call comes in, you can see the number of the person calling splashed on the GPS screen. Secondly, you tap a points of interest like a restaurant and it'll dial the number for you. But third, and perhaps most importantly, is that it turns your GPS into a speakerphone.
It does.
And you can now chat hands-free while behind the wheel instead of having to buy a separate speakerphone for your car. Your GPS is now a two-in-one unit.
It's built into the unit, yes.
Awesome. I encourage you to call in if you want to join in on the discussion about GPS and be eligible to win our next prize given away to the last caller before 1 p.m. It's a Microsoft Explorer Mini Mouse. It's featuring BlueTrack technology, which is the ability to use this mouse on virtually any surface, and it has a little dongle that you first snap into your netbook, laptop, or desktop mouse, Mac or PC, and lets you use this wireless mouse even on your jeans if you like. So give us a call, 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151 if you're outside of the Toronto area, or star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Lots of callers to navigate to. Let's start off with, let's start off with Michelle in Pickering. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, I have a very simple question.
Sure.
I'm finding these things rather overwhelming.
You're not alone, and I'm thrilled that you're listening to the show to help make some sense of it all.
Oh, you're my mentor.
Oh, thanks.
I drive around the 407, but not on the 407. And there is a particular bend in the road, which is a bend to the left, and my GPS is identifying it as a left-hand turn.
Mm.
And it's very confusing.
They're not perfect, are they, Michael?
Yeah, I was about to say that. They're not perfect. Usually when there's a bend, it will say veer left if it's not exactly a turn left. But, I've seen other errors that are in the database, so I'm not surprised to hear that
you need
happen.
To exercise a little bit of common sense, Michelle. And, I remember, Michael, I think I told you this story once on the air that my wife and I were driving to a house party in Pickering. and it told me to get off at an off-ramp that is no longer there anymore. I forgot the name of it, but it was saying, get off, turn, you know, if I listen to it, you read people in the newspaper who crash into a guardrail because they were told to turn.
And they're just following the instruction on the GPS.
And there was a story, Michael, last month out of the U.S. I'll save the jokes for later. But there was a couple that was supposed to drive to one part of the country and they put in the wrong... You know how some states have the same city name. So let's say Madison, Wisconsin and Madison, California or whatever. And they drove across the country to another place, like to another state, like, you know, X amount of days out of their way, not even hours.
Yes.
So you do need to exercise a bit of common sense there.
Can I say one more thing, Mark?
Please.
The other thing that you probably should be doing is looking at the screen, not obviously concentrating on it, but it does give you some visual clues as to how far of a turn you're making, whether it's a sharp turn or it's just a slight bend in the road. So the screen does give you that visual clue as well.
And which GPS maker has something called Lane Assist? Because that also helps you.
A couple of them now do. Navigon started with it, and Navigon really broke the ground for a lot of features, including the Lane Assist, which allows you to pick the lane that's most appropriate if you're coming up to one of these intersections that's a little bit complicated. It even shows you the overhead street signs, so you sort of can relate it very easily
to real life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. They call it reality view at the time.
Right.
But Garmin now offers that as well. So yes, that's something that is actually helping people to make decisions early so that they don't wait until they're actually at the intersection.
One thing I find a bit confusing, speaking of the 401, is that it'll often say drive 6 kilometers. So your GPS will say something like drive 6 kilometers and stay left.
Yes.
And then you realize the reason why it's telling you that is because it's going to split from collectors into express, which does it a few times. But I find it confusing because I think that where I need to exit is in 6 kilometers.
That's correct.
But
yes.
It's only because there's a split in the highway and it just wants you to stay on
it. It just wants you to stay on the highway.
All right. Some really good questions here. Let's go to Bernice in Toronto. Hi, Bernice. Hope you're having a nice Sunday afternoon.
I'd like to know what the best way to set up a GPS full-time or part-time with the new traffic laws?
Best way to set it up? Well, with the new traffic laws, you're not allowed to do anything with your GPS while you're driving. In fact, a lot of units have a feature which they call the safety mode, which says that, what it will do is it will prevent you from doing anything with it while you're driving along. So the idea is to, you know, input your information at the beginning of the trip, and if you have to make any changes, you pull over. The other thing is that
isn't there also voice activated?
I was about to say that.
You can say the address instead of typing it in.
Yeah, I was about to say that you can also buy units that have the voice activation. So it means that you don't actually have to touch the screen. You just simply speak and it will accept the instructions that way.
It's a good question, Bernice. I mean, my advice would just be to, before you leave your driveway, be outside if you park in a garage so that the GPS can establish communication with the satellites, and then type your destination address. Don't do it once you've already hit the road. Yeah. Do it while you're stationary in your driveway. That's the safest way to do it. All right, Carol in Brampton, thanks for calling today.
Hello.
Hi there, you're on News Talk 1010.
Yes, I'd like to know if you can tell me what vehicles already have global positioning system installed in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, several of them do. In fact, if you're buying a vehicle, many of them will give you that as an add-on option. So
for
you pay extra,
exactly. Or more.
You're going to be paying the price though. And the other thing is that, to be honest with you, if you get one of them installed in your car, the updates tend to be even pricier than if you have a standalone unit.
And the way you do it, Michael, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that you need to get a DVD.
You get a DVD from
and you
the
pop the DVD
That's
in
right.
and it updates it. Yeah. So, I mean, what's good about that is that it's already in your vehicle and it's usually a bigger screen and it's integrated into the dashboard. So it's nicer looking than having an aftermarket solution.
Yes.
But you're going to pay through the nose.
You are going to pay
for that, yes. Is it just premium cars now that might offer this, Michael?
No, I've found that a lot of cars that are mid-range and even on the lower end will give you as an option, but you just have to pay extra that for it.
All right. We're chatting with Michael Kamek. He is the owner and operator of DurhamGPS.com, a company that rents GPS navigation devices. And our last caller before our next break is Doug from Guelph. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm great. And yourself?
Not too bad. What I've got is a GPS application on my iPhone.
Yep.
And what I find is when I start it up sometimes, where it shows you located is not where I am.
Is it the last place that you were at? Because it has to just refresh itself.
It's actually what's kind of humorous is that it shows my old address that I used to live about 3 or 4 years ago. I'm just wondering if it goes on on the iPhone application, whether it takes its information from your
contacts.
Phone book or
yeah.
what.
Some might. Can I ask you which app you're using? Is it Navigon or TomTom?
It's actually neither. It's called GMAP.
I've never heard of that one. Yeah, I've never heard of that one, Doug. I know that Navigon and TomTom are a little bit pricier apps. I have both on my iPhone, and they both work quite well. I think they're down to about 60, 70 bucks.
Okay.
But problem is, when you use a map on your iPhone and you get a call that comes in, you're now going to be lost until you've finished with the call, and then you can rely back on the GPS again. Because
right.
the iPhone has trouble multitasking stuff. So just some food for thought on why you might rent or buy a standalone GPS device.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting with Michael Kamek from Durham GPS. Welcome back to the show. Lots of great questions. We've got the lines open if you have any questions or even comments about using GPS. What are the newest features to look for? We've talked about traffic. We've talked about Bluetooth. We've talked about POIs or points of interest. Any and all questions are great. So let's hear from you. And the last caller is going to win a wireless mouse for your Mac or PC. 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-877-518-5151 or *8255. A free call on your cell phone. Let's go to Saul in Scarborough. Hi, Saul. You're on News Talk 1010 with Michael.
Yeah, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Question here is, I have an old sports car and the front windshield slants quite a ways back. I don't know if the GPS unit would sit up on my dash up there. Is it okay to put this thing on the floor, or would that harm it?
It wouldn't harm it, but the only question is as to whether the signals are going to reach it adequately, because that's the whole sort of point behind the GPS being able to work. You have to have it in full view of the satellites overhead. So it's not going to harm it in terms of damage it. It's just whether you're going to get a good, strong signal on the floor.
Saul, does your Corvette have a sunroof?
Yes, it does.
So you might then be able to put it on that armrest or just behind the armrest. So, because you need kind of line of sight with the satellites, so maybe you can put it in the center of your car.
How about the front seat?
Oh, sure. If no one's there, that usually works if it's near the window.
Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
If no one's there, absolutely.
Yeah, well, the window's right next to the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it could sit there as opposed to sitting right up on top.
They're getting a lot more accurate,
and you're
right,
getting
Michael?
More accurate and more powerful. The chipsets that they have on them are far more capable, high sensitivity. They can pick up these satellite signals. You'd be surprised, you know, under adverse conditions. So I'd say he should be fine.
You might see on some smartphones that you buy, it may advertise a feature called A-GPS, A-GPS. That means assisted. And that means that it's also using cell phone technology to help you navigate. It's not as accurate as GPS, but it can assist you when you're in, say, a tunnel or in stormy conditions and there's a bit of an obstruction between your GPS receiver and the satellites that hover above the Earth. All right, Bob on the QEW. Thank you for calling, sir. You're on News Talk 1010, Bob. Hi there.
Hi. I have a question. I have a Garmin 550, I believe. I'm actually speaking through it now with my Bluetooth application.
Great.
I use it every day. I leave my home office, and I visit sometimes up to 10 locations in Mississauga, Oakville, Hamilton area. I was wondering if any of the manufacturers have a feature where I could put all those 10 addresses in and have the machine, the GPS, sort it to give me the most economical or fastest route.
Very good question, Bob. Bob, did you say have a 550?
Yes.
Yes, I know that unit very well. Unfortunately, that unit only allows you to add one what's called waypoint to get to your final destination. But a lot of the newer units have multi-point routing. So you can actually, as you just asked, put in several different destinations, and you can ask the GPS to now give you the most efficient route to get to those 10 destinations. So yes, you can definitely do that, but not on the C550, unfortunately.
Okay. How much, if you are going to buy a GPS, so if you use it daily like Bob does, how much are you looking to spend, Michael, these days?
To get a really good one, you'd have to be looking at least $200 these days.
Okay.
Right. And I'd say you're probably looking at even a little bit more than that.
And if you want Bluetooth, it's a little bit more as well. You're paying a little extra for that feature. All right, we're going to take another break. When we return, going back to the lines and, of course, getting ready to give away our grand prize. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. We are here with Michael Kamik and DurhamGPS.com. Welcome, Michael. Let's talk a little bit about traffic. So one of the newer features or newest features of GPS units is that depending on where you live in North America, you can get real-time traffic updates that alert you to sort of heavily congested areas for whatever reason, just volume or an accident or construction. So how do you tell which GPS unit has that traffic feature and how much are you looking at on top of the regular cost?
Sure. Well, first of all, most of the newer models will have the capability of delivering the traffic information. Some will need an extra antenna, which you have to add on. And therefore, there's going to be a subscription that you're going to have to pay for that. And some of them will come with this built into the unit. And they usually have the model number for Garmin at any rate ending in T. So a 275T or a 765T, anything that ends in T means that they're going to provide you with a traffic service and it's a lifetime subscription. With TomTom, they also have a traffic service, but usually the way to know that theirs has the traffic service built in is if it says go 910 or go whatever it is. That will tell you that the traffic service. Again, it's an option for some units, whereas it's built in for others. So you just have to sort of ask the question when you're buying a unit, whether the traffic service is actually going to be provided with it or you're going to have to pay extra for it. But almost all units now will have traffic capability.
Right. Yes. So if I'm not mistaken, Garmin recently drop their pay per use for traffic. So you do pay more for the T models,
yes,
but it gives you free lifetime traffic. Whereas TomTom, you pay about $60 a year,
yes.
$60 a year for that feature. And to some, it's invaluable. They love having, they know when the traffic is updated. And if you rent a service like Telenav or GPS Nav for Bell Mobility, which is on your cell phone, it's $10 a month, but that does have that traffic
feature as well, yes,
built in.
And several cities in North America are covered these days, and there are now at least 4 cities in Canada that are covered.
All right, Toronto. Let's go to Julie in Pickering. Hey, Julie.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Great, thank you.
My question is so basic, but I'm really interested in a unit that has compass directions, like you're going west or you're going north or, you know, that.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing?
Absolutely. Almost every unit that I'm familiar with at any rate will give you your orientation as you're driving along, whether you're driving north. And in fact, you have the option on your screen of having it either north up or in the direction of travel. So either way, you'll know whether you're traveling north, south, east, or west.
Right.
Yeah.
There's also, we should probably mention, GPS units designed for those for off-road use. So like you're into hiking, camping. And that also, of course, has...
And in fact, there is usually a compass screen on those units.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Rita from Brampton. Hi. Thank you for calling today.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a GPS that was given to me about 2 years ago, and I don't know how to get it updated. It's just don't have the recent information. Is there any way I can download it or have to go purchase a software?
Yeah, great question.
Sure. Can I ask you, Rita, what brand you bought?
I knew you were going to ask that.
That's okay. I just wondered.
But generally speaking, Michael, you connect the GPS unit to your computer with a USB cable, right?
You do. Now, you can either download the map from the Garmin website or the Magellan website. They usually provide them as downloads, but you still have to pay for them. So once you have them on your computer, then you can, through the connection that Mark just mentioned, connecting it to the computer, you can transfer those maps over to the GPS.
All right, Mark from Newmarket. Thanks for calling Tech Talk.
Hi. I just had more of a comment than a question.
Sure.
I think that the GPSs, they're really great for safety when traveling. We had a problem a couple years ago in Florida. We had borrowed a friend's GPS, and we had a problem with our Toyota. Pulled over to the side, looked up, located the nearest Toyota dealer. The phone number was listed. We phoned them. And it was just great because with the kids in the car, you never know if something's going to happen, especially when you're, really far away from home. So I just wanted to make that comment.
Right. Great. Yeah. So that's the points of interest that Mark and I were talking about before. That's always very, very useful. Yes.
Absolutely. I feel like the GPS is one of those things that I have to have with me wherever I go, just because it's a safety measure and it's convenience as well. All right. The last caller on today's Tech Talk and the winner of our prize is Henry from Mississauga. Congratulations, Henry.
Oh.
You've won yourself a Microsoft Explorer Mini Mouse. It's wireless and great for any kind of computer or Mac you've got.
Awesome. Hey, thank you very much.
You got it. Do you have a quick question here?
Yes, I do. I'm just wondering, I have a Harman and Kardon GPS system, and I'm just wondering, how often should it be updated, and are there a lot of free apps, or do you just go to the actual website to download everything?
Yeah. You said that's one that's in your car. Is that what you just said? It's
yes.
installed in your car? Yeah, I would say that on average, about once a year is the update frequency.
Okay.
And the ones in the car, you're going to have to get a DVD from the manufacturer to be able to make that update happen.
Yeah, and to answer his second question, I know of some free apps, for example, poifriend.com. It's a Toronto-based website, poifriend.com, that lets you download free, customized points of interest maps for your Garmin, Magellan, TomTom, but I don't know if it supports Harman Kardon. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not
I
sure
doubt
enough,
it. Yeah. But that's a neat one to check out if you're listening now and you do have sort of one of the more mainstream GPS units, because you can download really customized points of interest for places in North America. All right, Michael, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Mark.
Michael Kamek from DurhamGPS.com. If you want to give him a call, 1-800-585-8510. That's 1-800-585-8510, or head on over to DurhamGPS.com, a company that rents GPS navigation units. It's always a pleasure seeing you, Michael.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for making the trek on a Sunday. Everybody else listening, thanks for calling in. Great questions and prize winners today. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge. Thanks to Scott Justin Eacock, rather, for all the great work behind the glass, and our sponsor, Internet Explorer 8 at Microsoft.ca/IE8. Have a great Sunday afternoon, everyone, and get ready for Stu Andrews and Traffic and News coming right up after this break.